today is the disappearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We're fasting up until noon to observe what's now the 70th anniversary of the disappearance of His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who really fulfilled the desire of Thakur Bhaktivinod to put into swing the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the modern age. He traveled around India, wrote books, established temples, installed deities, initiated tens of thousands of devotees, and made efforts to preach in Germany, England, and of course inspired Srila Prabhupada to then spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. The passing of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is an occasion for us to remember his extraordinary personality, his pastimes, and particularly his mission, his service to the cause of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm sure many devotees know of his appearance in Puri as the son of Thakur Bhaktivinod, and how he was a Naishthika Brahmachari who did very, very severe austerities in Sridhar Mayapur to receive the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and realize the means by which to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Gorkishordas Babaji inspired Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to dedicate his life to Lord Chaitanya's mission, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did that really innovating and taking advantage of all modern facilities, or at least all facilities that were modern in the 20s and 30s in India, to spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, particularly the printing press, traveling via car, even dressing in Western clothes to fulfill the formula, or to apply the formula that Rupa Goswami has given on the basis of Yukta Vairagya, engaging everything in Krishna's service for the sake of Krishna, but without attachment to it. I generally go visit the Purushottam Math, I think it is called, in Jagannath Puri, where Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left this world. It's a very nice place. It's situated on top of a little hill, and in back of the temple there's a unusual building designed by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where he would write books and spent his last days. Actually, I should correct myself, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left his body in Calcutta, but he remained in his last days in Puri, and then from there came to Calcutta, where he left his body at Bhagwat Basar Temple. And this house is very unusual because it has four rooms around the four corners of the house. Each one of them has the founder of the four Vaishnav Sampradayas, Srinambarka, Vishnu Swami, and so on. Vyasadeva is also there in the center room. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur lived here, and in this house overlooks Chataka Parvat, or it is Chataka Parvat, which is Govardhan Hill in Puri, and was the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unearthed the Tota Gopinath deity. And therefore it just backs onto the road on the opposite side of which is the Tota Gopinath Mandir. in this place, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also replied to Srila Prabhupada, who wrote to him asking him how he, as a householder, could serve him. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur replied that he should spread Krishna consciousness in English-speaking language and in English-speaking countries for his own benefit and for the benefit of others. We have inherited that legacy of preaching Krishna consciousness and are really doing Srila Prabhupada's work, or continuing Srila Prabhupada's work now that Srila Prabhupada is not here in the world with us. And in that way, we're pleasing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, fulfilling his desire, and especially laying stress on distributing Srila Prabhupada's books or book distribution. We know that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very, very fond of publishing and printing books. He considered that this was the best means to spread the Sankirtan movement in this day and age where everyone is educated, everyone learns how to read, and people value logic and reason above all other means of evidence, giving them the supremely logical and perfect science of devotional service in books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. It would be the best way to convince both the masses as well as the class of people that Krishna consciousness is the supreme spiritual science. When Srila Prabhupada met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur at Radhakund, and they were walking together on the banks of that holy lake, rather than emphasizing Krishna's Leela or the esoteric pastimes that take place in that part of Sri Vrindavan Dham, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told Srila Prabhupada of his concern of the quarreling and fighting that was going on in the Gaudiya Math, and he expressed his desire that if Prabhupada ever got any money, he should print books. And Prabhupada took that order really to heart, based his whole life upon it. We can see that when Srila Prabhupada came to the West, he brought with him these three boxes of books. That was 90, if you go by weight or volume, it was 99% of the luggage that he brought. He was depending on that. And when Prabhupada arrived in New York, finally, and got off the boat, then Srila Prabhupada said that when he walked down the gangplank, he didn't know whether to then turn right or to turn left. He said, but then when he thought about his books, he thought about those cases of books that were with him, then he took heart and gained confidence and went on. So what better way of observing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance than by distributing many books, by giving the opportunity for conditioned souls to be benefited through that transcendental knowledge. And as Srila Prabhupada was told by his Guru Maharaj, by us also being benefited. Ultimately, this is our faith in Krishna consciousness. And we know the definition of faith given in Chaitanya Charitamrita: Shraddha Shabdi Vishwas Kohi Sruddhi Dhanishchoy Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sarva Karma Kittahoy. And this definition is very relevant in terms of preaching as well, because the definition means that by rendering loving service to Krishna, then all one's needs are automatically taken care of by Krishna. Yoga Kshema Bahami Aham. But what is rendering transcendental loving service to Krishna? Distributing books, preaching, giving Krishna consciousness to others. So, pure devotional service for the followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, is that very strong, confident faith, or it's based on that strong, confident faith that, yes, I just have to preach. And by dedicating my life to preaching, then all my necessities will be taken care of, sarva karma krita, my maintenance, personal needs, that of my family, Krishna will take care of all of these things. And this then becomes the fuel for our dedication to spreading the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let's redouble our commitment on this day to Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur, to Srila Prabhupada. Let's try to celebrate this day by doing something wonderful, by some wonderful book distribution, by some wonderful preaching, and by reviewing whether we're really living by the principles, standards, teachings of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as we've received them from Srila Prabhupada. If we are, we should increase those standards, do it better, do it fuller, do it qualitatively, quantitatively more. If we're lacking in some way, then we should shore that up. We know what hollow celebration of holy events is, like Christmas, that the spirit of Christianity having really been lost, the appearance of the founder of the Christian movement has really become a mundane affair. It's become an event of great economic importance, because that is when people make most money. It becomes a time of giving gifts and getting gifts. In other words, it's a time of selfishness as opposed to selflessness. So we should not allow our holy days to also become so unholy by our errant mentality, but rather we should respect the desires of the holy men who we are celebrating on these holy days, and always rededicating ourselves to their instructions, ourselves become holy, and that way make others also holy. That's how we have holidays, holy days, and that's how our entire life becomes very holy. Now, before signing off, I'm going to just play a few minutes of the end part of one of my very favorite lectures, which is Srila Prabhupada's lecture on Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disappearance in 1973, 33 years to this present day. So please listen to that. It may be a little faint, and take great inspiration from it. Hare Krishna.
So in this way, gradually, I became attached to these Gaudiya Math activities, and by the grace of Krishna, my business also was not going very well. Krishna says, Jasahunam Vidyantani Parishetam Tanamsani. If somebody wants to be actually devotee of Krishna, at the same time keeps his material attachment, then Krishna's business is he takes away everything material so that same person he becomes, dependent on Krishna. So that actually happened to my life. I was obliged to come to this movement to take up this very seriously. And I was dreaming that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is calling me, please come out with me. So I was sometimes horrified. What is this? I have to give up my family life. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is calling me. I have to take sannyas. Oh, I was horrified. But I or simultaneous calling. Anyway, it is by His grace I was forced to give up my family life and so-called business life, and He brought me somewhere or other in preaching His gospel. So this is a memorable day. What He deserved, I am trying little bit, and you are all helping me. So I have to thank you more. You are actually representative of my Guru Maharaj. Because you are helping me in executing the order of my Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much. Next.
Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda Ki Jai, Bhakti Śrīla 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 Ś